Well, this Christmas season, we are trying to find comfort and joy together. And sometimes that feels absolutely impossible, but I am here to tell you it is possible to find comfort and joy in this Christmas season. And perhaps the least Christmassy thing I could do, I introduced our daughter to the Mission Impossible franchise by showing her one of the movies recently. And I watched this movie with her, and it was the first time she had ever seen one of these. And I know there's this massive movie franchise, and it was a TV show before it, but we had a fun time watching it, and she got to encounter the Mission Impossible formula, right? You know, so there's a global crisis, and there's an impossible mission that needs to be accomplished, and there's nobody in the world that can do it except for the Impossible Mission Force, the IMF, that is led by none other than Ethan Hunt, portrayed by Tom Cruise. And even if you haven't seen any of these movies or watched the old TV show, you probably know how this goes, right? They come up against the circumstances, they come up with a crazy plan that only they can accomplish, they start off to accomplish their impossible mission, something goes sideways, they solve that anyways, and they save the world by accomplishing the impossible mission that was needed to save the world. And nobody actually knows about it. Now, we were watching this and having fun, but it got me thinking about how it can feel like it is impossible for us to accomplish certain things in our lives. And one of the things that I know can feel impossible for all of us is to find comfort and joy in our day and age. Finding comfort and joy can feel like it's an impossible task, but I'm here to tell you that because of God and because of God's presence in our lives, it is a possible task for us. We can find comfort and joy in our lives because God gives us comfort and joy by sending Jesus to be with us, by being a God who is with us. And that is actually literally the promise and the hope that God announced to Mary on that fateful day when she found out that God was going to be with her in a special way. Now, when we think about one of the most impossible moments to face, you can think about the circumstance that poor Mary, the future mother of Jesus, found when she was finding out when she was going to be the mother of the Son of God. Just to make sure we're all on the same page with this, remember that she was a young woman who was engaged to a man, probably somebody much older than her, and she was betrothed to him, which meant she was legally basically already married to him, but she had not become married yet, and so the opportunity to have a kid had not come around yet. But then an angel shows up and tells her that she is going to be the one who conceives the Son of God, and is going to be the one who brings about the great hope of the world, that the promise was going to be fulfilled, that God was going to bring about God's new kingdom come, and it was going to be a kingdom that would reign forever. In the particular circumstance of Mary being a young Jewish woman and Jesus coming into first century Palestine, the promise was that Jesus would be the one who would take on the throne of David and bring about God's kingdom on earth. Now, that is an impossible thing for Mary to think could happen through her, because for any number of reasons, first of which she was a poor Jewish peasant woman, the least and the last in the world. She wasn't married, so she didn't think that this could happen. And so when God said that he's going to do this through her, she thought it was impossible. But what God tells her is that nothing is impossible with God. Which means for us, it is possible for us to do what feels impossible in our lives, which is to find the comfort and joy that God promises to us. And in particular, we know that the comfort and joy that God promises to us is literally the gift of Jesus in our lives. And that's the promise and that's the hope that we want to cling to in our lives, is that God is with us. And God is bringing us comfort in a world of discomfort, that God is bringing us joy in a world of despair. And the way God does this is through Jesus, through the sending of Jesus to be with us, the sending of God to be with us, and the sending of all this is what we celebrate at Christmas. Now, when we think about this and we hear about this, we want to be able to hold on to that hope, hold on to that promise, find that comfort and joy in our lives. But what is also very true is that we need to cling on to this hope because God has done something special in the world through being God with us. But God didn't stop there. For many people, they can believe perhaps that there's a God who loves them, a God that is with us, a God that is for us. But then they wonder, what else is there that shows us that this is true, that we can still find comfort and joy? And one of the most amazing things that God did is that God didn't stop by simply sending Jesus. God also decided to use people to bring about comfort and joy throughout the ages. Now remember that when we talk about this promise and this moment and this hope that we have of Jesus coming, for us that was almost 2,000 years ago, right? And what that means is that God has been using people to bring about comfort and joy since then. And the people that God uses is the church. That's communities of followers of Jesus. That's you, that's me, that's anybody trying to follow Jesus that's here or around the world. And I find that to be absolutely amazing, but also something that feels really impossible, that God would continue to use people to accomplish this. And if there's a sign for you and a sign for me that God is with us, think about how many mistakes the church has made throughout the last 2,000 years. Think about how many self-inflicted wounds we have, and yet God is still using us. To me, that's a great sign that God is with us. Because if God was not with us, there's no way we would still be here. There's no way we would still be doing the work that God has set before us to help God's dream come true for you and for me and for everybody around us and everybody around the world. And to me, that gives me great hope that the comfort and joy of God being with us and God giving us hope in the midst of despair is a thing that we can cling to always. So that puts us in a couple of spots, and I want to remind us that we are in probably one of these two places in our time of celebration of Christmas and preparation. For some people, we are simply able to celebrate that this is all true, that this is the hope we have, that God gives us comfort, God gives us joy by being with us. And if you're in that spot, like I've said recently, we want to cling to that and we want to cherish that. But don't stop there. You want to look around for the people in your life that might be struggling with despair, that might be struggling with lack of hope, and help them to find Christmas joy and Christmas comfort. And if you're in that spot where you're struggling right now and you feel like there's only despair and only discomfort, I want you to hear that God is with you, that God loves you, and God is not done with you, and God is not done with this world. God sent Jesus to bring us comfort and joy. And that comfort and joy that God wants for you is there for you to receive. You can find it by believing, and you can find it by connecting with God's people. When we do that, we find that comfort and joy for all of us. And when we do that, that thing that felt impossible, we are reminded is possible. Because nothing is impossible for God. And because everything is possible for God, we can know we have comfort and joy from God in our lives. That's the gift we have this Christmas, and that's the gift we want to find and hold on to. Would you please pray with me? God, we thank you that you are helping us to find comfort and joy in this time of great discomfort and despair. We thank you that your sending of Jesus to be with us, to be a God alongside us and God in us, is the ultimate gift of comfort and joy. God, help us to hold on to that hope and that joy and that comfort in this season. And help us to remember that it's true for us when it's hard to believe it. And if we need to hold on to that hope for someone else, help us to hold on to it so we can give them that hope as well as they find it. God, we thank you that you are a God that is with us and for us, now and always. Amen.